Rapunzel, Episode 3, Desperate Measures. Performed by the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company Play Reading Group. Scripts by Philip Craig Robotham. Starring, in order of appearance, the voice talents of Mick McGlone as the narrator, the witch's garden statue, soldier, and the wolf. Justin Bryce as Gustav the Hunter. Adam Rowland as Hans, the soldier, and Prince Franz. Georgina Crutch as Gertrude and the present woman. Ken Pullen as the other witch's statue, the charlatan, and the king. Jenny Cartledge as the witch Esmeralda, the herald, the maid, the grandmother, and Princess Hildy. Kaz Hicks as the midwife, the chancellor, the doctor, and Rapunzel. Caitlin Price as the baby. Ash Justin as the castle guard, the officer, Herman and the cat. Jack Robotham as the little boy. Emily Barnes as Mario. Alice Barnes as Gertie. Funeral Crowd, Castle Crowd, and Wolfpack were performed by the company. Once upon a time in a faraway land, or so the story goes, during a time of hunger and hardship, a hunter named Gustav was tricked into paying for trespassing in a witch's garden by giving up his newborn daughter, Rapunzel. His wife Gertrude died from the grief of it, and Gustav, desperate for the dispute to come to the notice of the king, has decided to break into the king's chambers in dead of night.
If I can just make the window ledge. Ah, I'm here. Now, to find the king's chambers and avoid the guards.
Oh, I think that boat may have sailed, don't you?
Oh, you scared me.
Well, that's likely not the worst that'll happen to you this night. Right, come on, you.
Bait, what are you doing?
I'm arresting you, of course.
You are? Brilliant! Why didn't I think of this before? The king acts as judge, doesn't he? Then lead on. Take me before the king, my good man.
Take you before the king? You've just been nabbed red-handed, not 10 feet from the king's chambers. There won't be any trial for you. It'll be straight to the dungeon and then the headman's block. Now, come on!
No! No! I have to see the king! I have to seek his aid!
Come off it! What do you take me for? You're probably an assassin from some nearby kingdom.
Do I look like an assassin to you? I haven't even got a weapon. And I've got a gammy leg. It'll hold my weight and let me climb, but I can't run on it or anything.
Well, you don't look like much of an assassin, I'll grant you. But then I've heard assassins look just like everybody else. Maybe you're just incompetent, eh? Have you thought about that? And besides, I've found you just where I always expected an assassin to be.
What?
I've been saying it for years. The most likely point of entry for any would-be assassin was that there window you came through. The other guards laughed at me, but I knew it provided the easiest approach, and I've stood by this window night after night for years.
You've stood by this exact window for years because you felt it was the one most likely to be used by an intruder?
I have, and look what it's netted me.
Of all the luck.
What do you mean?
I only picked that window at random.
You what?
I only picked that window at random.
I don't believe you. You're just saying that to mess with me and throw me off my game. I can see right through your type. And none of this I picked a random window stuff when we get down to the guardhouse. And keep your voice down. The royal family are sleeping.
So, what are my choices here? Come with you quietly and face the headman's block?
Or, my personal preference, resist arrest and let me beat you up a little before taking you to face the headman's block. Only do it quietly, eh? So as not to disturb the king.
You know, I actually just thought of a third option.
Yeah? What's that?
Well, you know how you just said the king's chambers are less than 10 feet away?
Yes.
And you want me to keep my voice down? Like this, so I don't wake the royal family.
Yes.
Then it seems to me that if I want to gain an audience with the king...
Yes?
I should shout my head off!
No, 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 shh!
Your Majesty!
No,
your Majesty! Wake up! Wake up, your Majesty!
Alarm! No, if you don't!
What is the meaning of this racket?
Your Majesty, I must speak with you. It is desperately urgent.
Your Majesty, don't listen to him. I just caught him climbing in the window to assassinate you.
Through that window, eh? After all these years, you've finally caught someone. Well done, you.
Thank you, sire.
Please, your Majesty, I'm no assassin. And I didn't come here to steal. I just want to speak with you. My daughter has been taken.
Does the man have any weapons?
No, sire.
Any sacks for carrying loot, lockpicks and such?
No, sire. He doesn't even have a rope for climbing the outer wall.
Really? No rope? You must be a genuinely desperate fellow, or... particularly stupid.
Yes, your highness. I mean, no, your highness. I mean...
Yes, yes, all right. You've woken me up now, so I may as well hear your story.
But, sire!
Calm yourself, Falchion. It's clear that this man is no threat.
Falchion?
My mother thought it sounded tough. She wanted me to become a guard from the day I was born.
Come, come, let's hear it. I may not look at my most dignified standing here in my carpet slippers, but I'm still the king, and it wouldn't do to waste my time.
Yes, your highness. It's like this. My name is Gustav, a hunter living on the edge of the old forest, and...
And Gustav told the story of how he had sought to borrow some vegetables, and how this had led to his daughter being stolen, and the death of his wife. The king was shocked.
And she really asked you to marry her beside your wife's grave?
Yes, sire.
I believe you.
You do?
Gustav, in many ways you have been a complete fool.
Oh.
But you are an honest fool. You have told me the whole story. Even though much of it does not reflect very well on you, you admit to trespassing on your neighbor's land, and also to the foolish decisions you have made thus far. I can find no lie in what you have said.
Does this mean that you'll...
The punishment that you have suffered at the witch's hands has been disproportionate to any crime you may have committed. In fact... I am horrified at the miscarriage of justice that has occurred here. I will help you. I swear here and now, upon my family honor, that your daughter will be returned to your care. Falchion, give this man a place to rest in the stables while we gather my personal guard.
Yes, sire.
And while you're at it, wake up the chamberlain. She can see me off. It's the least she can do for allowing her snobbery and playing of politics to result in my being woken in the middle of the night.
Sire, I believe that this is the house. Shall I call forth the herald?
Very good. Make the announcement.
Be it known that His Majesty Ferdinand, King of this land, has come forth on entreaty of one of his subjects to right a grievous wrong. The occupant of yonder house is hereby ordered to present herself before the king. There is no response, Your Majesty.
Sir Knight?
Sire?
Am I correct in noting there are no gates in the wall?
Why, yes, sire. There are no gates, only a high wall all around.
You have my leave to use the cannon to breach the wall.
Yes, sire. You men, bring the cannon forward. Take it to within a few dozen yards of the wall.
You may fire when ready.
Ready? Fire! The smoke's clearing, sire. Yes, the wall is breached.
Huzzah!
Yes, yes, very well done, Sir Knight. Before you enter, I must check something. Gustave?
Yes, Your Majesty?
We did just blow a hole in the wall of the right house, didn't we?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, good. Only I suddenly had that feeling you get sometimes, you know, the one where you feel like you really should have checked your facts before giving an order.
Then let me put your mind at rest, Your Majesty. That's definitely the witch's house.
Good, good. Because if this turns out to be a wild goose chase, well, mountains will have been reduced to rubble by the wind before you ever see anything other than the roof of my dungeon over your head again. Understand?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Now, before I give any further orders, those statues we can see inside the walls, were they the ones that left you crippled?
Yes, Your Majesty, that's them.
They don't appear to be moving at the moment.
No, Your Majesty. They only come to life when someone trespasses inside the grounds.
I thought as much. You know, I've never actually seen a statue move.
I hope I never see it again.
Yes, I guess you're right. It wouldn't do to send someone in there just to see what happens, even if it would help to reassure me concerning the truth of your situation. Sir Knight.
Sire.
Train the cannon on those statues for me. There's a good chap.
Yes, sire. All right, you lads. Shift that cannon to where it can do for those two statues. Ready? Don't embarrass us now. The king is watching. Aim. That's it. A little to the left. Fire!
Oh, good show. That was a jolly good shot. I like nothing better than a bit of good cannon marksmanship.
Thank you, sire.
Oh, look. They're lining up the other one.
Yes, sire. Steady. Aim. Fire!
Oh, marvelous. Marvelous. I do like a good piece of artillery, don't you, Gustav?
Your Majesty, I am happy simply to know that those monsters have been dealt with.
All right, Sir Knight. This is where things get dangerous. We don't know how powerful she is, so be careful. Send in your men to drag her out. Be sure she is gagged and tied so she cannot speak her spells. And bring the infant out, carefully.
Yes, sire, at once. All right, you motley lot. Advance upon the house and drag that old biddy out. Quick march!
Now we wait.
They just kicked in her door. She won't like that.
It'll be all right, Gustav. We'll have your daughter back in your arms shortly, assuming you've been telling us the truth.
We've checked the ground floor. There's no one here.
Oh, dear. This doesn't look very good, does it?
There's no one on the upper floor either. Looks like she's scuppered. There's evidence there was a child here, though, and a note.
Sire, it appears...
Yes, yes, I heard. Have them bring me the note. I'm sorry, Gustav. I'd hoped this situation could be resolved quickly. Before I arrest you, I'll have a little look at this note.
Your Majesty, here is the note.
Ahem. Dear Gusta, that would be you. I received word this evening via the crows who watched the road for me that you were travelling this way in the company of the king. That's me. And his men. That's them. Rather than get into a nasty little snit with royalty, I've chosen to take your daughter and leave. If you'd behaved, I might at least have let you see the girl from time to time. As it is, I'll make sure you never find either of us, and that you will never see her again. Yours, etc., Esmeralda.
Oh, no.
Easy, Gustav. I guess that confirms your story. I won't be putting you in jail. I gave you my word we'd get your daughter back, and get her back we will. I have sworn it on my family honor. The witch has not been gone long, and she could not have gone far. We will find your daughter and return her to you yet. You'll see. In the meantime, what will you do?
I won't give up. I'll keep searching for a way to get her back. She is all I have to live for, and...
Yes?
I will hold you to your promise, Your Majesty. Please do all that is within your power to help me.
Don't worry, Gustav. Have I not promised my aid? We will find her.
Only the king didn't find her, and 18 long years of searching went by. The food shortages became a memory, and prosperity returned. And all the while, true to his word, year after year, the king put the resources of the castle to use, attempting to track down Esmeralda and Rapunzel, to no avail. But Gustav refused to give up hope.
Who's that?
Just me, Your Majesty. One of the maids.
Thank you for opening the window, my dear. It's lovely to hear the birds.
You're welcome, Your Majesty. It's an honor to be serving you today.
Doctor!
Yes, I'm here, Your Majesty. Don't strain yourself.
Oh, stop it. We both know I'm dying. I think we're past worrying about the strain now, don't you?
As you say, Your Majesty.
Is he here yet?
Your son?
No, not that dratted boy. I'd rather spare him having to watch me go. No, I mean the hunter, Gustav.
He waits without, sire, but...
Oh, for goodness sake, Doctor, I have no time. Send him in.
Yes, Your Majesty. Steward, bring in the hunter.
Here he is, sire.
Gustav, is that you?
Yes, Your Majesty, it's me.
Gustav, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I never found your daughter. I'm sorry that after all these years...
Please, Your Majesty, don't tax your strength.
I failed, Gustav. I'm so sorry.
I know you have tried, Your Majesty, as I have. I know you have held firm with your promise.
True, Gustav, true. But now I must beg you a favor.
Your Majesty?
My son... Gustav, my son is a fool.
Your Majesty!
I'm too near death for hypocrisy, Gustav. I have raised a spoiled, lazy brat.
But, Your Majesty...
It's my own fault, of course. After his mother died, I doted on him, gave him everything he asked for. But now...
Yes, Your Majesty?
Now I must ask you, No, beg you, please, Gustav, release me from my promise.
But your majesty...
I cannot trust my son to honor it. He is spoiled and willful. If he does not honor my promise, the promise I swore upon my family name, my line will be dishonored. Please, Gustav, please, release me from my oath.
I cannot do it, your majesty. Please, do not ask me to. It is all that has kept me alive through all these many years of sorrow. Ask anything else.
Ah, Gustav, I did but hope. He may threaten you, you know. He may even have you jailed if you try to claim your rights.
I know.
And you still won't release me from my promise?
No. I must go on searching, though no one remains my ally.
So be it. I die, knowing the honor of my house is likely to be stained.
Your Majesty!
It's all right, Gustav. I am old and weak. My son is a wastrel and ugly to boot. I know it, and so do my advisers. If it had not been this issue, it would have been another. Farewell.
The king is dead. Long live the king!
King Ferdinand is dead. Ring the bells. Send for our new king. France succeeds to the throne.
Earlier that day, in the nearby forest...
Franz, I'm serious. You're going to be king soon. You can't keep running off to the woods all the time.
For goodness sake, Herman. It's because I'm going to be king soon that I'm doing this. All that responsibility is going to land on me. I want to enjoy the time I have left.
You make it sound like a death sentence. You're going to be the most powerful individual in the land. Your word will be law. Shouldn't you at least... I don't know, try to prepare yourself for all that authority?
I have watched my father at court since I was a child of 6. Do you really think I've learned nothing in that time? His officials and advisers manage and direct his every waking moment, all in ways designed to give him a sense of his great personal authority, while constantly manoeuvring to ensure he never exercises it.
Surely it's not as bad as all that.
Oh, yes it is. And generally speaking, I'm grateful. The one time my father got away from them, he committed the family honour to tracking down some missing peasant. He's bankrupted half the treasury on that quest and still has nothing to show for it.
The baby stolen by the witch. I know that story. What was her name?
Rapunzel. Father is always impressing on me that, after he dies, it is my duty to take up the search. Seriously, as if I should be bound to honour the foolish promises he made nearly 2 decades past.
The king is an honourable man.
No, Herman. You mean well, but the king is a fool, an impotent fool who lies now upon his bed awaiting death. He doesn't even wish to see me. I can feel his disdain from here, even deep within this forest.
Your father loves you, Franz.
No, Herman, he does not. I remind him too much of himself. When he looks at me, he sees a mirror containing all his own faults and foibles. Everything he finds wanting in his own character and stature is reflected back at him.
Franz, you are too hard on him and yourself.
Herman, you are a good friend to say so, but we both know the truth. I have been nothing but a disappointment to him. Take a good look at me, Herman. What do you see?
Franz?
Describe me.
Well, you are as stout as your heart.
Oh, very well played, Herman. What you mean is that I'm fat, and in this you are completely correct. Continue.
You have never been one to overlook your friends.
Ha! A nicely turned phrase. Can you not bring yourself to call me short? I am, you know, both short and fat.
Well,
Go on, Herman. Try and describe my looks in general.
Must I, Franz?
Yes, I think you rather must. Consider it a royal command.
Well, sire, you're a man whose handsome qualities must be mine from within.
Oh, Herman, when I am king, I will appoint you as a diplomat. I doubt one of father's professional sycophants could have done better. I am ugly, Herman, plain and simple. I take after my father in that regard.
And yet you are highly sought after, my lord.
Oh, stop it, Herman. We both know why that is. I am the most eligible bachelor in the kingdom. Women throw themselves at me all the time, but none of them want to marry me. They want to marry the kingdom, and it will only get worse when I succeed to the throne.
Poor Franz. The lonely prince in search of love. I guess you think I should feel sorry for you with all that wealth, power, and your pick of women?
Of course not. It's just that I...
Yes?
I don't know what I want. I don't know who I am or what I want to do. I was raised to be king, but I've spent my entire life dreading the whole prospect.
It's too nice a morning for such dreary thoughts. You have always been a little too melancholy, Franz. I apologize for raising the issue. Come on, I'll bet you a pint of ale that the creek beyond those trees is full of fish.
Now, a pleasant afternoon fishing is definitely one to lift the spirits.
Help! Help! Please! Someone help me!
Wait, did you hear that?
Oh, damn. I did not want my afternoon ruined. If that is one of those pages from the castle come to fetch me on some errand or other.
It sounded like someone in trouble, someone frightened.
Confound it! I'm likely to have too few afternoons to myself in the near future. Quick, let's hide in the brush. If it is someone genuinely in need of aid, we'll come out. If it's a servant intent on flushing me out of my cover, we'll show him I'm not so easily caught.
If you say so.
Now, stay still.
Please, someone, help me! Help me! Help!
It looks like he's passed us by. The voice seems to have retreated away over yonder.
And you're sure it wasn't someone in need?
Who would have anything to fear in this forest? My father sees to it that this forest is kept clear of wolves and bears. No brigands are tolerated within its borders. I think we can be fairly sure it was nothing to be genuinely alarmed about.
Well, in that case, there are fish awaiting.
You have been listening to a retelling of the Brothers Grimm story, Rapunzel, Episode 3, Desperate Measures. Performed by the Aubrey Wodonga Theatre Company Play Reading Group. Scripts by Philip Craig Rabotham. Starring, in order of appearance, the voice talents of Mick McGlone as the narrator, the Witch's Garden statue, soldier, and the wolf. Justin Bryce as Gustav the Hunter. Adam Rowland as Hans, a soldier, Prince Franz. Georgina Crutch as Gertrude and the present woman. Ken Pullen as the other witch's statue, the charlatan, and the king. Jenny Cartledge as the witch Esmeralda, the herald, the maid, the grandmother, and Princess Hilda. Kaz Hicks as the midwife, the chancellor, the doctor, and Rapunzel. Caitlin Price as the baby. Ash Justin as the castle guard, the officer, Herman and the cat. Jack Robotham as the little boy. Emily Barnes as Mario. Alice Barnes as Gertie. Funeral crowd, castle crowd, and wolf pack were performed by the company.